Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Cade Sprecher. February is American Heart Month. Today we will speak with public health nurse Judy Van Holzen about the importance of CPR and saving someone's life in an emergency.
This is especially important. February is American Heart Month. The importance of knowing cardiopulmonary resuscitation.
You know, once the heart stops beating, folks can survive only 4 to 5 minutes, or maybe 6 minutes, with lack of oxygen, which can result in brain death. And so it's so important that if you see somebody go down, you assess the scene, make sure it's safe for you and for others, and call 911 right away. The faster that you can get EMS there with their AEDs, it's going to increase their chances of survival. If you know CPR and you know the correct way to do it, that's going to make it so much better for that person. You can save a life.
And there are some opportunities around to learn CPR in case you haven't, or to renew your certification if it's lapsed.
Yes, there sure is. And you know, there's so many different programs. There's pediatric first aid CPR, which is a required class for certified or registered child care providers. They have to have that every 2 years. And then there's the home health care provider CPR that nurses, doctors, medical professionals have to have every 2 years. There's adult first aid. There's just so many things. But the Marion County Extension Office does have some American Heart Association pediatric and first aid CPR classes coming up on February 8th and May 3rd and August 1st. Classes begin at 6:15 in the evening to allow for those child care providers to be able to get there. The cost for that is $50, and participants need to enroll on the DHS training registry, or they can give me a call and I can hook them up.
The chances that somebody may be called upon to use some of these CPR skills is not that remote.
Not at all. It's very likely that sometime in your life you're going to come across somebody that needs your help. Whether it's just calling 911, whether it's doing hands-only CPR, which is a program that's for folks that's not been certified. There's two steps for hands-only CPR, and that's call 911. That's the first step. Second step is push hard and fast, at least 2 inches in depth on the center of the chest. And what you're doing is you're manually pumping that heart, which is pumping the oxygenated blood that's already in the body around to the brain and the body organs, keeping them alive until EMS can get there to get them going with the drugs and the AED and all that stuff to keep them alive long enough, keep that brain alive.
What can you say to folks that might be questioning, is it really that important that I learn CPR? I mean, this is something a lot of people have these skills, and there are people that are trained specifically to do this. Why should I, just as a normal, everyday person, do this?
More than likely, when you come across somebody that's needing help, it's going to be somebody you know. It might be your mother, your elderly mother. It might be a grandparent. It might be a child in your home. It could be a niece or a nephew. So it's so important. Just get the basics, if nothing else. Get online, Google hands-only CPR. But if you want a class, you know, give us a call. We can set up a class for you. We need to have a group of six at least to do a class and learn how to save somebody's life, basically. Give them the gift of life.
And that first step that we mentioned with is calling 911. Is so important. And just share with us a little bit about calling 911 and just getting people on the line. How should we approach that?
It's never wrong to call 911 first off. If you have somebody that's having chest pain, and most definitely, especially if they're a man, they're going to say, oh no, don't call 911, it's something I ate. You go ahead, you call 911. And it's never wrong to call 911. If they get there, that person, if they're still not feeling well, they can tell EMS, I don't want your help. But more than likely, they're going to take it. And I would a lot rather be embarrassed that I called because somebody had gas than not have called and the next day they're dead. So it's so important. You call 911, they're going to, you know, you're going to tell them who you are, where you're at. And of course, if you're on a landline, they can track you down with GPS, and they know where you're at more than with a cell phone. But if you've just got a cell phone, use your cell phone, call 911, and they're going to get people out to help you and help that person and save a life.
Thanks again to Judy Van Holzen. This has been today's Let's Talk Knoxville. You can find today's news and local information on air and online 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.